Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said Thursday the draft proposal for 2014 volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard is currently undergoing interagency review. Leaked reports show the total RVO could be reduced from 18.15 billion gallons to 15.22 billion gallons, even lower than the 16.5 billion gallons of renewable fuels blending required for 2013. Meanwhile, the American Petroleum Institute sent a letter to EPA on Thursday saying that it would sue the agency if it failed to issue the 2014 renewable volume obligations for the renewable fuel standard by November 30th, as required by law. China's economic growth rebounded to 7.8% in the latest quarter after a boost in government spending to reverse a sharp downturn. Friday's data highlighted China's heavy reliance on government-led investment and weakness in trade. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 220,000 metric tons of soybeans to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. Also going out the door, another 140,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown destinations during the same marketing year. That's 13.30 million bushels of soybeans. And a consortium of South Korean flour millers have purchased a 23,000 metric ton cargo of U.S. wheat from Cargill for shipment between February 10th and March 10th of next year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,283, down 13 points. NASDAQ is sitting at 3317. It's up 16 and a quarter. The S&P 500, 1732, up 4.25 points.
Illinois Public Media agricultural business partner Mike Zuzulo says WILL provides commodity analysis that is thoughtful and on target.
Will Radio, the amount of knowledge you carry with you, you take it a step higher. You take it a notch higher in terms of what I have to do in terms of answering questions to you. You don't just come out and say, what's going on today in the markets? You come out with a definitive mindset of you need some questions answered for your listeners, and you have a pulse and a beat on your listeners that I think is very, very rare, because you get that two-way communication. You get that feedback from all the shows you do, all the panel meetings you do, how many miles you travel every winter in the snow, in the sleet, in the freezing rain to get out to these meetings. And people are so appreciative of everything that you do and everything that Will Radio, Will Media does. I think that has to be something that is very, very unique out there when it comes to other media formats.
Call now with your $100 pledge in support of the service that brings you solid, dependable agricultural information you can use throughout the year. The number to call is 217-244-9455.
Les Schulte is alongside, and Les, it is Last Chance Texaco for supporting agricultural programming, this program during the fall fund period. And we have a challenge underway. It is extremely important that we meet this challenge. And we'll set the table for you.
Sure, it really is, Dave. We have a challenge from a group of our loyal agricultural business supporters, AgriGold and Bates Commodities, Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County Branch, Strategic Farm Marketing, the Andersons. They put together a pool of money, $2,250.
That's a lot of money.
And we can do a lot with that $2,000+. And they said if you hear from 100 pledges this week, that mention ag as one of the services they appreciate, they'll add that money to our pledge total. So far, we've heard from some, but we have 69 to go today.
59.
Oh, 59. Oh, great. Okay. Cool.
59 to go.
59. That's better than I thought. 59 to go. Look at that. We picked up 10 right now. 217-244-9455. And we know that this has been a busy week. It's been a busy work week. If people have been trying to get their crops out, it's been a busy news week. We've been trying to figure out what's going on in Washington. But we think those are the reasons why you turn to WILL, to get that kind of information so that you can make the proper decisions for your business. And then we're asking you to take just a couple of minutes out of your busy day, and we know that it's busy right now, to call 217-244-9455, or maybe go online if you're working on your computer or something, or you got your smartphone.
Yes.
And you got the WILL app. There's a pledge button down there in the right-hand corner. You can just click that.
That's so cool.
It's very cool, and it just takes a few moments. You know, and before you know it, you're back to work and you've done your part to support a service that you use. Maybe make a $120 a year contribution. Break that down into just $10 a month payments. That goes a long way towards helping to support this agricultural service. You use it. We're giving you the information you need. You help us by making those calls and making those pledges at times like these.
The website is willpledge.org. You know, if you think about this $2,250 that we've been talking about all week, it is really, truly enough dollars to support the production of Commodity Week, which is our flagship program, the one that everybody says is must-listen radio. For about 42 weeks out of the year, almost a full year of Commodity Week is sitting there on the table if we can make this challenge today.
And Commodity Week, I believe, is the program that got our whole agricultural service rolling.
It really is. 24, 25 years ago, Charles Lindy, who was sitting in this chair as the agricultural director, worked with a few brokers who have been with us the whole time, like Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. I believe that Paul Bates mm-hmm. out of Bates Commodities and Normal was part of that process too, came together and said, what kind of show can we put together that would be useful to our agricultural audience? Because we know where we are. We're in central Illinois. We're in the middle of corn and soybean country. And with their foresight and thoughtfulness, they put a show that has stood the test of time.
217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. We're asking you to support this program, maybe at the $120 a year level. Maybe you can do the $500 a year level. Whatever fits into your budget, whatever value you put on this service, call right now. Make that pledge of support. Help us meet this challenge. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's forecast for the Midwest continues to look about the same as yesterday, but there are some minor changes. First of all, the lower parts of the Midwest will see greater amounts of precipitation tonight and tomorrow as a disturbance comes eastward from U.S. hard red winter wheat country during the course of the day today. No heavy amounts of precipitation will occur, but higher coverage of precipitation will likely impact these areas, and we'll continue to monitor the system as it comes eastward, but it's not going to do much more than just disrupt farming activity. And there is a greater amount of cold air that's being suggested for early next week as well. That's the second change that's in the model runs this morning. The colder air will be around during the early part of next week, bringing more significant freezes as far south as parts of northern Missouri and northwestern Illinois. And we may even see some light freezes occurring in parts of the lower eastern Midwest during the middle part of next week. Well, let's back up here and walk through this forecast in more detail. Showers will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the next several days as two distinct disturbances will pass across the region. Each one of these will not generate a tremendous amount of precipitation, but enough will occur to disrupt farming activity, especially soybean harvesting because of the sensitivity of the harvesters to any moisture that's on the crop. So we'll continue to see very restricted amounts of farming activity to occur in the soybean country over this next several day period. The first disturbance is passing through the region already today. We have a little bit of drizzle and light showers occurring in the upper parts of the Midwest, and that disturbance coming eastward out of the central plains will become a significant feature later today in the sense of at least generating some disruptive activity across the harvest country in the southern parts of the Midwest. We'll look for the moisture totals over the next 2 days to just run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch most often, but there will be a band of maybe 2/10 to maybe 5/10 of an inch of moisture that occurs from parts of Indiana into Ohio on Saturday. And further to the north, we'll see a new disturbance coming into the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt, and this will occur Saturday night into Sunday. Now, this disturbance is the one that has the greater volume of cold air associated with it. And as it swings through the Midwest, cold air will be pulled southward from Canada. We'll likely see our coldest temperatures of the season occurring across portions of the Midwest. And we'll also see a good chance for some snow to accumulate briefly across portions of northern and east central Minnesota into parts of northern Wisconsin. The storm system will stay mostly on the northern fringes of crop country, so we're not expecting to see snow accumulate in a significant manner in the majority of corn or soybean areas, but there will be a little bit, and it will likely melt fairly quickly after it occurs. Maybe a dusting to 2 or 3 inches may occur in non-agricultural areas in northern portions of Wisconsin and northeastern portions of Minnesota. We'll expect this disturbance to move on eastward across the Great Lakes region, and rain and snow both will fall across that area, but the snowfall is not likely to be very significant. The colder air will seep in behind it. We'll see lows on Tuesday morning in the 20s across parts of Iowa and, of course, areas further to the north. In fact, some teens may occur in parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Low temperatures on Wednesday morning will bring freezes down into areas north of the Ohio River Valley. We'll look for the extremes in that area, probably dipping into the 30s primarily, and we'll likely see some frost or light freezes possible anywhere from northern Missouri into parts of northern Indiana and into Michigan as we get into midweek next week. Then we'll start a bit of a warming trend thereafter. We'll see temperatures rebound back to a more seasonable range. But until that happens, the afternoon temperatures may be limited to the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, with some 30s in the Northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
December corn at 442 and three quarters, down a quarter. November soybeans are 1288, now 1289, down four and a quarter. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, NASA's back open for business,
yeah,
and we're hearing that certain reports will begin trickling out, including export sales, 1 week ago, export sales this afternoon.
Yeah, about 3 p.m., I think that's Eastern time, so it'll be after the markets close, and they're just going to kind of piecemeal out the export sales a week at a time. That's one of the things. I guess if I were to summarize the market this morning, I'd say that, you know, we've kind of got on one side, we've got some expectations that we've had some pretty good export sales. We've had some interest in the wheat. We have, I think, some consideration that since we raised the debt ceiling and are going to continue to stimulate the economy, that maybe, you know, there may be some traders coming back into the commodities. The wheat's definitely leading the way because of some reduction in production down in Argentina again, some interest in U.S. wheat and technicals. On the other side of the coin, we have harvest going on and continued good yields. And, you know, we're just in that time frame from a timing standpoint. So what we end up with, I think, is a market that refuses to drop, or, you know, refuses to turn to the downside. I don't really think we can say we're in a rally market, but just one that's kind of refusing to fall lower right now.
I think soybean bulls were happy to see that November went above $13 ever so briefly earlier today, and I'm sure they would really love to see $13.15.
Yeah, I think we got right to $13.01, which is what I was showing as the first resistance, and $13.10, and then, you know, $13.15 somewhere in there, $13.10 to $13.15. We could go up there and try that again. It's going to be interesting because we're going to see this export report out after the close, but yet we'll also have some pre-hedging and stuff going on. So it could be kind of an exciting close here and maybe an exciting open on Sunday night.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. I get my days mixed up occasionally. Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. The two Bills sound alike. No, they don't really.
They'll change their first name for you.
That would be good.
I think they'd change their first name for
I could use that very well. That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He's in, of course, Champaign, Illinois. Looking at my screen, we have received yet another call in support of our agricultural programming. We're down to, I believe, 58, maybe 57 calls.
57, I think, now. And so your call right now will help us meet this challenge from our friends at AgriGold and Bates Commodities and Stuart Peterson, Champaign County Branch, Strategic Farm Marketing, and the Andersons. There's $2,250 on the line. By the end of the day, we need to hear from at least 57 more people who will make that pledge of support. We're just asking you to support something, a service that you use, that you find valuable. Call this number, 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org. Sometimes that's easier and quicker for you to do, and make a pledge of support at any amount that fits into your budget. Maybe it's $72 a year. That's $6 a month.
Yep.
That you can put it on a monthly payment plan. Maybe you get a lot of value out of this service. Maybe you can do $365. That's a dollar a day.
Yeah.
And that's just a little over $30 a month. You can just set it up the same way. 217-244-9455. 455 or willpledge.org.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.